You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is Louisa Nicklin with Pour It Down. Morena, Louisa.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking off here about great crap movies, so I'm in a cheerful
headspace.
I don't
know if
they were
crap.
Yeah,
just
I don't
great
know if
movies.
I'd put them into crap either.
No, that's true. Sorry, I take
silly
all that.
Silly just movies.
Great rom-coms, I should say.
Yeah. Just great.
We're actually here to talk about great music, though. You've just put out a brand new single. It's called To Be Fine. It's got an amazing cover, and this is the cover of your new album, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So this is the cover of the new album that will be coming out in May on vinyl.
Very nice.
Exciting. Yeah, Stephen Akers did the cover, which was really cool. He did it just with like double exposure on a film camera.
Oh, righteous.
Yeah.
If you're trying to visualize it at home, it's like a sort of, I don't know, Grecian plinth with Louise's head sideways sitting on it, looking a bit sad, but
medium sad.
Kind of also dead eyeing the camera. It's a bit like disconcerting.
I think I was trying to be neutral, but that's, I think, cool. My resting face is a bit sad. So that's how it turned out.
Well, it looks awesome, and I'm excited about this new track. Tell us what you've been working on over the last wee while. How have you been, you know, noodling away in the music studio?
So I've been writing some songs, I guess, since the EP release last year. And then we started recording them at the end of last year with Stephen Marr, who works at Roundhead, which was real sick. Yeah, so it's kind of different to the EP because it's like, I don't know, songs that were written a bit closer together, whereas the EP was like songs that I've been writing for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been really fun, and working lots with Mason and Eamon to arrange the songs and stuff like that.
That is very cool. And how was recording at Roundhead? Because that's one of those things that I think you feel like maybe you've made it a little bit when you get to go into Roundhead and play around with all their cool gear and stuff.
It was very, very sick, especially when you arrive and they like give you a coffee at the door and there's chandeliers everywhere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very sick. But yeah, it did feel kind of like, I felt a bit self-conscious, like it was going to be a bit hard out. But Stephen Ma, who did the producing and stuff, approached me after the EP and said he wanted to work together, and I was like, cool. Yeah, sick. And I was like, where do you work? And he's like, Roundhead. And I'm like, cool, but like, far out. It's pretty hard out. But it was so sick, yeah. And recording there was like absolute dream.
Did you get to have a go on any cool gear that they've got in the studio, or did you just use what you have?
Yeah, like a real Steezy organ. That was cool. Oh. It was so loud.
I love that, a Steezy organ.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not something you hear very often.
And it had like the big Leslie speaker, you know, the big like spinning thing. But it was so loud. We recorded it. That like the Leslie speaker is so loud that we had to record the organ really loud to like overcome it. But in some of the tracks, if you listen real hard, you can hear the little like whoa, 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 off the speaker.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then just lots of like cool vintage amps and I don't know, just cool stuff.
When you're writing music, Louisa, as you said, this one's kind of songs that all came out of the same period of time for you. Do you sort of sit down and know what you want to write about, or do you kind of just like let the muse take you?
I let that muse take me. Nah, I don't know. It's kind of, sometimes I'll write down a few lyric ideas and they'll just like sit around, and then I'll like noodle around on the guitar and then be like, these might fit quite nice together. Or sometimes I'll just record myself like improvising and something might come out of it. But then usually it needs a bit of tweaking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's improvised and it has some weird sounds. But, like, yeah, usually how it goes.
You just mentioned Mason and Eamon, who are your two sort of stalwart bandmates. But I see on this track you've also got JY on the bass clarinet as well.
Yes, I do. He came in and did some recording on the album, bass clarinet and saxophone. And it's, yeah. He's amazing.
Do you tell JY what your kind of sound you're going for is, or do you just let him do his thing?
Most of the time, just like let him do his thing, tell him some bits. There is one in particular, which is a single coming out later, where he does this particular solo, and basically I just kept telling him that it needed to be grosser, just needed to be like yuck ass and horrible, and you'll know the one when you hear it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Otherwise he just does what he feels, I reckon.
So tell us a bit about To Be Fine. What is this song about? You can keep as much to yourself as you feel like you need to, but give us a bit of a general overview.
It's kind of like, you know, when you go to your mum's house or your whatever, your like family home, and then you leave and you're like a little bit gutted, a little bit sad, a little bit like you're your child, you're like your kid again, your kid, our kid, you know what I mean? And yeah, so it's kind of about that feeling when you like are there and then you leave and you're like, oh.
Have to be an adult again.
Yeah. Mum, you know, whatever.
Yeah, totally. That's a really nice thing. I think that's like quite a relatable feeling. I'm sure everybody listening to that, we have an example of that or a space like that for them. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
And what's the rest of the album going to kind of sound like, look like? What's some of the vibes you've been exploring?
I reckon this one's a bit of a more mellow track compared to some of the other ones. It's kind of a mix. a lot of the songs are about like my relationships to people and like people I know or don't know and stuff like that. Not in a creepy way, just like people that make you a bit sad, you know, when you see them.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Old people make me really sad, so there's a bit of that in here. but it's quite a mixed vibe, and the tracks are kind of, some of them are quite produced, and there's a few that are like quite a bit more stripped back, a bit more similar to the EP where it was just like a three piece and almost nothing else, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few little overdubs, but overall it's not like heavily produced. It's quite just bits and pieces.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to hear it. When is that going to be out in the world?
The 25th of May.
Awesome.
And still a little while.
Is there a pre-ordery situation, or is it just go and get yourself this sick first single and wait and see?
Yeah, you can pre-order on my Bandcamp or through Flying Out.
Man.
I think. Yeah. So
that sounds like a great setup.
Mm.
Last thing I want to ask you before we jump into this new track is, you played with Jasmine Mary on the weekend, which was very, very cool. How has it been taking these new tracks and playing them in front of people? Have you been playing them for a wee while, or is it kind of recent to be bringing them to an audience?
I reckon we've been playing them for a wee while, eh? Like making an effort to still play some old ones when we perform, so there's something that people might recognise or whatever. But yeah, it's been like it's good because we don't feel like we have to replicate the album because these songs existed as a three-piece, or like they existed solo as well before they became the album. So it's like, you're not being like, oh, how are we going to get that part in there? But I reckon for the album release show, there might be something pretty special.
Awesome. Mm. We'll watch the space then.
Mm.
Louisa, thank you for coming in, bringing us this brand new single, To Be Fine, from your awesome self-titled debut album, which will be out on the 25th of May. And people can get this first single from your Bandcamp page as well, which is just louisanicklin.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's have a listen to this track.
To be fine.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.